Finally tonight, news of a struggle within the newspaper industry. Jeffrey Brown has our media unit report.
These are tense times at the Los Angeles Times, one of the nation's leading newspapers, winner of 13 Pulitzer Prizes in just the last 5 years. The paper's top editor and its publisher have resisted the latest demands of its corporate parent, the Tribune Company, to make further significant cuts from the newsroom, which now numbers 940. Over the last 6 years, the Times has lost 200 editorial jobs, all in service of one goal: maximizing the paper's profitability. Dean Bakke, the editor, in a story last week in his own paper, said, "I am not averse to making cuts, but you can go too far, and I don't plan to do that. I just have a difference of opinion with the owners of Tribune about what the size of the staff should be. To make substantial reductions would significantly damage the quality of the paper." The Tribune Company has owned the L.A. Times for 6 years. Among its other marquee newspapers are the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, and the Hartford Courant. In addition, the company owns television stations, internet properties like CareerBuilder.com, and baseball's Chicago Cubs. Despite the breadth and quality of its holdings, Tribune's stock price has been in a 5-year slump, and its board of directors met today in Chicago to discuss the company's situation.
And now two people who know the Los Angeles and industry situations well. John Carroll is a former editor of the Los Angeles Times. He left the paper last year. A longtime reporter and editor, including at the Baltimore Sun, he's now the night visiting lecturer at the Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard University. Charles Bobrinskoy is vice chairman of Ariel Capital Management. Among its many media-related holdings, Ariel currently has 6% of the Tribune Company's stock, roughly 15 million shares, in its portfolio. John Carroll, starting with you, how unusual is it to see an editor and publisher lead a kind of mutiny at a major paper like this?
I don't recall ever seeing it before. It's very unusual.
So what's going on?
Well, I think every good editor has a point which he has to define for himself, at which he must quit or resist rather than damage the paper further. And that's where I believe my friend Dean Bakke is at this moment. I hope it can be worked out, but he wants to be editor of a first-rate paper, and I think he's afraid that that dream is being dashed.
You gave a speech earlier this year called "What Will Become of Newspapers," in which you addressed, quote, "the conflict between those who serve the reader and those who serve the shareholder." Now, is that what you see going on in Los Angeles?
It is. You know, there used to be a unity of purpose on the part of people who own newspapers. They served several masters. They served the counting house. Making money was important. But it was also important to serve the community that gave roots to the paper, and also to serve journalism, to uphold high standards. It seems to me, and I've been in the business a lot of years, that in this era of publicly owned newspaper chains, the money part has overshadowed all else. And obligations to journalism, obligations to the community have fallen by the wayside to a considerable extent.
All right.
And that is really the tension that's causing this problem.
All right. Let me bring in Mr. Bobrinskoy. How do you see it? You want the value of this company to rise. How do you see what's going on in Los Angeles and in Chicago?
We don't think it's as unusual as maybe others have suggested. It's very common for a boss to ask a division manager to cut costs and to have to take people out. It's very common for that division manager to push back. I ran a division of Citigroup for 10 years, and I'd get a call about every other year asking me to cut people, and I always pushed back. That's part of the nature of business. What's unusual here is this has gotten into the press, and that's unfortunate because it has called into question almost an insubordinate role of the editors in Los Angeles. At this point, the board of the Tribune may be questioning whether it makes sense to stay public and have all of this dirty laundry aired.
What is the problem at the Tribune and in the industry in general? What do you see? Why is